From the News Center, a news focus.
From raising livestock to programming robots, 4-H offers a learning experience for everyone. And the 4-H Youth Building at Penn State's Ag Progress Days will introduce kids of all ages to the many facets of the 4-H organization. That's according to organizers in the College of Agricultural Sciences. Ag Progress Days runs the 9th through the 11th of August. Parents and children can learn about various 4-H programs with hands-on activities and demonstrations in the youth building. There will be exhibits by the Pennsylvania State Rabbit Breeders Association. There will be an Environmental Center wildlife tent featuring live animals and presentations, including a look at turtles, birds of prey, snakes, amphibians, and insects. Don't miss the butterfly tent, where you can go through the large outdoor screenhouse with informational displays and live butterflies. Hands-on exhibits will also be available in the Pasto Agricultural Museum, giving visitors a glimpse into farm and rural life before the widespread use of electricity and gas-powered equipment. A new exhibit will highlight the national flower of Ukraine, the sunflower. Visitors can wander through a giant sunflower maze, which will be accessible for wheelchairs and strollers as well. Don't miss the Equine Experience, where you can meet horses from Penn State's Equine Science Program and see a variety of demonstrations at the top of Main Street. Sponsored by Penn State's College of Agricultural Sciences, Ag Progress Days is held at the Russell Larson Agricultural Research Center at Rock Springs, 9 miles southwest of State College on Route 45. Again, it takes place August 9th, 10th, and 11th. Admission and parking are free. Check out Twitter and Facebook for more information. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.